with Hometown Sports. I'm Michael Hammond. Yesterday on WKLM, it was Boys Division 6 State Championship Basketball from UD Arena in Dayton as Highland took on Marion Local. Here's Matt Croy.
Saturday night in the Boys Division 6 State Championship Basketball from UD Arena, Highland captures their fourth state title in school history as they win it 54-51 in double overtime over Marion Local. Marion Local led 6-5 after one. The Hawks came back to outscore them 13-8 in the second quarter, and Highland had a four-point lead at 18-14 at halftime. Marion Local would outscore the Hawks 13-10 in the third quarter to pull within 1 point at 28-27 through three. But then Marion Local, they had a lead at 41-37 late in regulation. A bucket by Ashenstruck made it a two-point ball game. Then Ashenstruck was fouled. He would bury two clutch free throws to tie it up at 41 and send the game in to overtime. Back and forth in the overtime, Highland, they would have the lead in overtime number one. But then Grant Kramer buried two clutch three-pointers down the stretch, and the game would be tied up at 48-48 through the first overtime. Then in the fourth quarter, back and forth they would go. Grant Billy would come in and knock down two huge free throws to give Highland the lead, and eventually Highland got the win 54-51 to capture their fourth state title in their school's history. For the Hawks, they were led in scoring by Ryan Zerger, who had a double-double for the sophomore, 18 points and 11 rebounds, while Alex Miller had 11 points. Ashenstruck fouled out with 9 points in the game, and also Caleb Miller also had fouled out in regulation. He finished up with 9 points. For Marion Local, leading the way for them was Grant Kramer, who he fouled out in double overtime. Kramer led the way with 22 points on the night and knocked down 5 three-pointers. Also, 9 points for Isaac Muller, 7 points scored by Kale Ahrens, 7 points and 8 rebounds also for Brendan Hess, while Brandon Mesher finished up with 6 points on the night. Highland will finish up their season at 26-3, winning 21 straight. And again, Highland will capture the fourth state championship in their school's history. With the loss, Marion Local ends their season at 26-2. And for a second straight year, there will be the state runner-up and also stamping a 16-game winning streak. Again, the final score, Boys Division 6 State Championship Basketball. The Hawks are state champions again. They win it 54-51 in double OT over Marion Local. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.
And also across the area, in high school softball, it was West M defeating West Holmes 11-0. In front of that, Ridgewood defeated East Canton 10-5, and Riverview beat East Canton 1-0. Donovan Mitchell scored 27 points, and James Harden held scoreless in the first half, added 20 second-half points to power the Cleveland Cavaliers to a 111-106 comeback victory over the New Orleans Pelicans. Cleveland trailed 88-76 entering the final period, but outscored the Pelicans 35-18 in the fourth, with Harden scoring 13 and Mitchell 12 in the quarter. Harden made three three-pointers and a layup in the first 5 minutes of the fourth quarter to spark an 18-7 run. The Pelicans' Zion Williams, who picked up three early fouls, scored 15 of his team-high 25 points in the third quarter. Columbus scored three times in the first period and beat the Seattle Kraken 5-2, extending the Blue Jackets' point streak to 12 games. Danton Heinen, Damon Severson, and Matthew Olive scored in the opening frame, and Zach Werenski assisted on all three. Cole Sillinger had a goal and two assists. Ken Johnson added a goal, and Elvis Merzlinkins made 15 saves as Columbus won its fourth straight. Jelloni Cambridge scored 21 points, and third-seeded Ohio State rolled to a 75-54 victory over 14th-seeded Howard in the first round of the Women's NCAA Tournament. Kennedy Cambridge, Chance Gray, and Ava Watson had 11 points apiece for the Buckeyes, who will face 6th-seeded Notre Dame on Monday for a chance to get to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2023. Zianna Thomas led Howard with 15 points, and Aurelia Hennigan added 14 and 10 rebounds. The Bison in their season at 26-8 after making their 7th NCAA tournament appearance. And Walker Zimmerman scored a goal in the 83rd minute. Wassim Abu Ali opened the scoring in the 4th, and Toronto FC beat the Columbus Crew 2-1. With Hometown Sports, I'm Michael Hammond.